but when they came back, they were so gaunt. When they came back from the prisoner of war camps, you know, sort of their faces had gone.
The
English chaps.
Did you see some?
Yes, because some of them were brought. Some of them that were really bad, some were brought to Addenbrookes, and they were brought into Addenbrookes. And this chap that was in evacuated and brought back from Japan, his eyes were sunk right in, so he seems to have got so many teeth, and these sunken eyes, and he just didn't look human. He really didn't. He was so gaunt. And I went to, because he was engaged before he went away, and he'd been there 3 years. Mm. And I've never seen anyone so skin and bone. Mm. And it took him a lot. He wouldn't speak to anyone. He'd just sort of give you a grin, but he wouldn't speak. But I went to their wedding, and about a year after he'd come back, and he was starting to come too, but he was so traumatised, he really was. And another thing I always remember, was when I was in the orthopaedic, we had a boy come in there, I went over there, now I was still in the maintenance fund, and the boy came in, and he was only about 17, and he was German, and he'd been shot down, and he was in Addenbrookes. And they got people to go and visit him because all he did was cry for his mother. He didn't know any English. He was so badly injured. And he was so frightened. They said, got sort of like our age group to go and chat to him. And my mother made some cakes and things, you know, and took up to him. You couldn't speak to him because he didn't know English and we didn't know German. But it was just the fact that people kept going and sitting with him because he was so upset, and he was so frightened, and he got no one there. I mean, he was so young. He looked no more than about 14, 15, but he must have been about 17. And he was flying a plane. You know, how quickly they taught them to fly planes. It was incredible. It really was. Yes, he was. We all felt so sorry for him. Because he was so alone, you know. So.